The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Final hour of the program is live. Thanks to all of you for being here. Stacy is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul.
Hey there. How are you?
You need to hire you a babysitter with all them criers you got calling. But I live in Alabama, and I'm not a football fan, but I'm not biased, so I'm going to give you my opinion. Alabama lost fair and square to Georgia. Yay, Georgia, dogs. They deserved it.
Okay.
I'm glad Alabama lost. They needed to. And they don't have sense to do anything else, Paul, but play football. Have you ever been to Alabama?
Have I ever been to Alabama?
I've been to many states. Yeah.
Not yet.
Some of the dumbest people you'll ever meet live in Alabama.
Really?
Even the governor, when she opens her mouth, the stupid rolls out.
Stacy, where do you live?
I live in Alabama, and I don't like it. I mean, it's just people here. I mean, they're so different than everybody else.
Well, where in Alabama do you live?
I live in Birmingham.
Okay, and you think, and you don't, you think the people there are what?
Or they're stupid. They don't wear their masks or anti-vaccine. They think that because Georgia won the ball game, they didn't really win it. So just like Trump thought he, you know, didn't lose presidency to Biden. That's
right.
Where Alabama is.
Oh.
It's so similar. They're all, I don't know. They got their head up their butt or what.
Stacey, I'm curious. How did you end up living in Birmingham?
Well, I moved to Birmingham for unforeseen reasons. That I had to. I mean, it was for family.
Okay, no, that's fine. I was just curious because I lived in Birmingham a long time.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about everybody.
Yeah, well, I haven't been there in a couple of years, but I loved it. I hated to leave.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to leave.
I'm not talking about you. Yeah, no, I don't like the people that act like they do on your show.
Right.
Those people get on my nerves. I can't stand them. And they're all around. I mean, they irk me. I mean, they're just smart butts.
Smart butts,
and I wish somebody to stay them in their place, and it felt so good for Georgia to beat them. I mean, it felt so good for them to lose.
Do you have do you have a favorite team, Stacy?
No, I do not.
Okay.
But I'm for the underdog most of the time.
You just don't like Alabama.
I don't like the Alabama fans, and that's caused me not like the Alabama football.
Well, how could I don't mean to play dumb here, but I will. How could you not like Alabama fans? I mean, they're passionate. They love their sport.
Well, it's kind of like the presidency thing again.
Yeah.
You can't tell them anything. They're like Trump, you know. And they're cocky, and they just act like they're better than everybody else. That nobody can beat them, and they're the king of this and the king of that. They're not. You know, that's the only thing they know how to do is play football. They give them anything else to do, they'd fail. They're losers. I just don't agree with the way they act. And they, you know, they deserve to lose.
Okay.
But, you know, and the coach is fine. Yeah, I like the coach.
He's okay.
But it's the fan. And the college kids playing football, God bless them. I mean, they're good players. Yeah, they are. But their fans need to shut up and sit down. Their fans need to, you know, because they're making the Alabama players look bad. The fans need to just shut up and sit down, let Georgia win, and congratulate Georgia. Say congratulations, Georgia, you won.
So, Stacey, it's not the school that bothers you, it's just the fans.
Right. And they're making the players look bad by acting the way they do.
Right.
They need to congratulate Georgia, be adult about it, instead of acting like a little baby crying, you know, because they lost. And we didn't lose. You know, we didn't lose. No, uh-uh. Now, they sound like Trump.
Well, I'm still president.
Oh. I thought we'd clear that up.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess I was wrong.
I don't like it. I don't like the fans. That's the way, you know, they do.
Okay.
They're anti-vaccine, anti-mask wearing people. I just don't like it.
Well, you know what's great about this country, Stacy? We could all have our feelings and disagree with people and hopefully get along. But
yeah, that's the best thing about it, and it is we can give our opinion and then get along with people. Like, Paul, I think the world of you, you're a great guy.
Thank you.
And I mean, you do, and there are some great, wonderful people in Alabama. They really are. But the fans that act the way they do and call you and talk the way they do, they make me so mad. I swear I could spit nails. Because I've been to other states, and I mean, I know a lot of people
did you,
in other states.
Where did you live before Alabama?
I lived in Elizabethtown, Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to tell you, I'm not a football fan. I don't.
Right.
I'm not a Kentucky fan. Football. I like basketball, of course. Everybody in Kentucky does.
Oh, sure.
But I just, you know, this is my opinion on the fans. Since I've moved here and I've listened to them talk and go on and carry on and stuff, they really make me mad. I don't like the way they act. I mean, they really need to sit down and you know, and accept Georgia as the winner. You know, this time.
So other than the way they talk about their football and the COVID situation, which you referred to, anything else you don't like?
Yeah. No, that's it. I mean, it makes me mad people ain't wearing their masks and stuff, you know, because they don't believe that this virus is real when I've got family that's died with it, you know. That kind of makes me mad. But you can't please everybody. You know, everybody's got their own opinion, and you're going to have dumb people out there walking around in the world, and unfortunately, every state's got them. But Alabama sure has some dumb fans.
Yeah.
I mean, they're stupid. But they got some good ones, but then they've got some stupid ones.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say all of them is.
Right. Well, Stacy, this has been enlightening. I was thinking about coming back to Alabama, but you may have thrown some caution to me.
You be careful.
I mean,
I don't like it because people don't want to protect their citizens. You know, they don't. It's like they don't care about nobody but themselves. And it's not love thy neighbor here. It's not. I haven't felt the love of people here.
Right.
Kentucky,
right.
You go to Kentucky, people greet you. They're real nice.
Right.
The freeniest can be. You come to Alabama and they're sour pusses.
Yeah, wow.
So, I mean, you know, I just, they don't, neighbors don't know each other, stuff like that. You know, it's just people need to, they need to get alive.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, I just don't get it. I just don't understand it.
Well, Stacy, you call again. Maybe, I'm not trying to be Pollyanna here. Maybe things will get a little bit better as we move out of this COVID phase here.
I sure hope so. And I sure hope that Georgia enjoys their win because they deserved it.
They earned it.
Anybody that wins, you know, that played hard deserves it.
You're right.
They got the title, Stacy, they deserve it.
You got our number. Call us again. Thank you very, very much. Keel is up next in Georgia. Hey, Keel.
How you doing, Paul? I've been sitting here listening for the last 15 minutes of some of these callers, and the last one, I had to take the phone off. I had to take the phone off my ear just to laugh with that lady. Is she an idiot?
Well, she just doesn't like Alabama.
And she lives in Alabama.
I was surprised because I'm pretty partial to Alabama. I lived there a long time there. My wife was from Alabama.
I lived there for about six months, and
I've always thought the people of Alabama were some of the friendliest. If you think Alabama's unfriendly, move to New Jersey or New York or Connecticut, okay?
or move to Ohio. You know?
Oh well, yeah. No, I mean, I'm just talking about some places I would consider moving.
I called to talk about Kay and Mr. Jim. I would like to say, Jim, I ain't going to say what I really think. He's a jerk. If he thinks he can hit greater than Ted Williams, he is out of his head. And Miss Kay quoted the Bible, and he should not have raised his voice to the lady. He should have gave her a chance.
Yeah, that was, of all the things that Jim has done, that disturbed me. I mean, the woman... There I go again. Kay
yes.
Was really trying to be constructive, talking about the Bible. I thought she was a well-meaning person, and I just was really surprised by that. Mike is in Pennsylvania. Hello, Mike.
You there, Dad?
Yes. Go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah, what's up? Mr. Feinbaum, it's Mike and Joe from Pennsylvania. We've met numerous times in the airport. How are you doing today?
Oh, Mike, I'm doing great. Hey, Joe.
How you doing, buddy?
We're doing wonderful.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum, I just want to comment on Miss Stacy and saying how Alabama fans are uneducated, stupid, and non-vaccinated, and they don't wear their masks. You saw my father in the airport. You've seen us. We are vaccinated. We are educated. I just feel we have friends and family members down in Alabama. If she doesn't like Alabama, tell her to move her ass back to Kentucky.
That was an old we talked about Louis Grizzard before. He used to always talk about people that didn't like it in Atlanta. And he said, if you don't like it here, Delta is ready when you are.
You got it right. You got it right, Mr. Feinbaum. I just don't understand it. If she doesn't like it, she's in Birmingham. If she doesn't like it, then get up and move.
I want to tell you the story.
So how are you guys doing, by the way, Mike, Joe?
We're doing fine. I'll see you next year in Charlotte again sometime.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to think how many times we've run into each other at that airport. It's been quite a few.
At least six or seven.
Well,
at least.
I've always enjoyed it, and you guys take care of yourself, and thanks so much for calling. I-Man is up next.
Well, good afternoon, Paul Feinbaum.
Hey there.
I tell you what, your show is blowing up. And you know how I know it's blowing up? Because Elmo called.
And Elmo
that was a
does not waste
phone
time.
Call from Elmo. No, no. Elmo's been around since he was there when I got there. And Elmo's a good dude. And when he's talking, he knows what this show was all about in the old days. And he gets it. And he gets it today. But it's gone off the rails with some of the things he's talking about. And I really appreciate his perspective of it because, like I told you the other day, this show does a lot of things for a lot of people, and that's what disturbs me. There's an entertainment value. There's a sports connection. And Elmo's exactly right. I just got home. I should have recorded the whole program because apparently I missed a whole lot. I just kind of caught up.
Allow me to ask you. So you did not hear what everyone is talking about and will be talking about tomorrow.
I did hear the Jim, you know, him butting in on Case Call.
Yeah, well, that's the most important thing. Because as a veteran of the show, I'm curious what you took from that.
Well, I mean, I realize there's a little entertainment value going on with Legend and the Gray Hats and that kind of thing, but I'd say this to Legend, and I don't agree with him half the time, but he's a compelling caller. I'd ask him to take a good look at who he's surrounded himself with and kick Jim to the curb. Because, I mean, all I heard Jim saying outside of hollering and screaming, which like he normally does, he was begging for you to save him. You're taking that far, Paul. You're taking that. He was begging for help. And from what
well,
I understand,
but I mean,
that's not what
Legend.
One time
I tried to help him, and then he called me weak.
No, you weren't the weak one in the call. You were just kind of, you might have been second in the call.
Let's cut to the chase, I mean. We don't mess around here. He was getting pummeled.
Plummeted. I mean, both. You know, Paul McCartney wrote a song called Rocky Raccoon, and he's got two black eyes right now and a busted lip, and Tyson done bit
it. I mean, I walked in, and I said, I mean, I was trying to say, Jim, enough. This person was just killing him, and I was trying to save his life. That's really what I was trying to do.
And he will blame you for it, and then of course he'll call and cuss you out and everything on Twitter. And then he's gonna quit again, and that's why I'm telling you know Legend. I'd suggest you separate yourself from him. I mentioned it yesterday. You need to go to the portal and find some use. Somebody's Eddie, the guy from Florida. That's the guy you ought to be focusing with there, Legend. I mean, get rid of this old tired guy. Is always begging for help, and he's living on your coattails. And right now, you know, has Jim made a substantial call in 2 months? None, not one. It doesn't involve.
Okay, they are rushing me here. We're a little bit over here, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate it.
And always good to hear from you. We are going to head to the break.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
A lot going on. We got a game going on now and two more here. Steffi Sorensen joining us. And Steffi, we were just, it was interesting, you know, looking up on ESPN right now, not that we're asking people to leave us, but it was supposed to be UConn and South yeah. Carolina. And Dawn Staley was here 2 days ago talking about the reasons, but this is an opportunity, not for South Carolina. It's always, they're always on the national spotlight, but yeah. for Ole Miss.
Well, I think for Ole Miss, it's a great opportunity, a team that is back in the top 25 right. for the first time since 2007.
Wow.
Big stage for them to compete against the number one team in the country. But, you know, tonight the top 16 teams will be revealed. If they can get it close against South Carolina, maybe get an upset. I think right now they're projected 6 seed. Mm-hmm. Could they potentially move to a 4 seed and host? That's the advantage on the women's side, the top 16 teams host. So a lot at stake for Ole Miss, but also just to get their name out there more, play on national television under Coach O. Have you enjoyed talking to Coach O over the years? She's a fun coach.
Really? Yeah. No. And I've watched that program over the years. I've been there a couple of times, and we always check in. And just really charismatic, and they have such a great facility too. It's nice yeah. to see them progressing.
Well, the fact that she's been able to turn things around so quickly. I mean, she inherited a team that didn't win an SEC game, right? And so there's a player, Mimi Reed, their point guard. She didn't win a game. Her, I believe it was her freshman or sophomore year.
That's amazing.
And to be in this position now, they're in the top 25. I mean, they believe, and so I think that's what's made them interesting this year.
When you go into a spot like you're playing South Carolina, and they on bad days win by, you know, gargantuan numbers.
Yeah.
Give us the mindset of the other side. And I realize there's some games where they know they're in for a game that goes late. But
yeah.
when you're on the other side of that, what's it like?
It's a good question. I've been in that position. My junior year, we played UConn when they were undefeated. We went up to Storrs, Connecticut, and maybe I was naive, Paul, but I believe that we were going to win.
Right.
I think it's just innate. You got to
sure.
believe. And
right.
I think that we've seen in the SEC this year is the Florida Gators, my alma mater, is their ability to believe that they're going to win games. Nobody thought that they would be in the position they're in this year, but they have the belief. And so I think that it really starts with that. And, you know, we'll see Ole Miss what they're made of against South Carolina.
And, you know, there have been a few teams in the Final Four who believe they could beat UConn in the last 3 or 4 years, and they have.
Yeah. Well, UConn showed some flaws.
Yeah.
I mean, South Carolina now has obviously been in the job that Dawn has done to make them, you know, a prominent national name. And, you know, obviously she was rewarded with that contract last year.
Right.
And so I think they're obviously the favorite so far.
We're going to see a couple of games tonight. Let's look ahead. I know we've got Tennessee and Auburn later, and let's talk about Tennessee for a second because Kelly has really flipped the switch on this one.
Yeah. Well, Paul, look, I mean, you've covered the SEC for years, right? Pat Summitt's recipe, how to win games, defense, and rebounding. And Tennessee is the best defensive team in the country, and they are the best rebounding team in the country. So that's the Pat Summitt recipe, and they're doing that. Kelly Harper lived that. And they did, you know, they just got Kian Green, who's injured. Big loss for them. So they've battled, though, Paul. This whole year, they have been able to win games without Ray Burrell. She's back into the flow. Right. So I think they've been a terrific story. And Kelly Harper, you know, she's kind of the lead front runner for Coach of the Year in the SEC, my opinion.
It was quite a hire, and it is paying off. And we have LSU and Arkansas coming up here in moments.
How have your interactions been with Coach Mokey?
You know, I haven't had a lot. I haven't had enough, I'll say that.
You haven't had enough? Well, I mean, LSU's been so fun to watch, in a large part is because they have five super seniors. I mean, they're basically like a semi-pro team. And, you know, they've had so much success this year, but she's just brought the juice. And it's back, but, you know, they're coming off that disappointing loss to Florida, but facing a challenging Arkansas team. I'm curious how Arkansas comes out of this game, because they're a young team, but they're hungry. And, you know, LSU has shown that they've got some flaws. So can Arkansas, you know, maybe take advantage?
Just a couple of seconds left on Coach Mulkey. I mean, she's a legendary Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, by far.
What has it meant just to see her in this league?
Well, obviously, it's excitement if you think about some of the people that we have coaching in this league. But just to see the PMAC filled with fans, you know, talking to her the other day when I did one of their games, the fans in Louisiana grew up with her and sure. watching her. And I didn't think about that when she came back and she came home. A lot of coaches do that, but with the way that she explained it, you know, it made a lot more sense. I think her team has obviously rallied around her and is playing with some energy and enthusiasm, and it's got fans excited there in Louisiana, so.
You got me ready to go, ready to watch yeah. this game. Thanks so much for dropping by. We'll see you
very
soon. Thanks, Tiffany. We are done with this segment. Thanks so much to all of you. We hope you enjoy the games later.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, welcome back. Great to have all of you here for the final 30 minutes of the program. You can give us a call now at 855-242-7285. And Joe is up next. Hey, Joe.
Roll Tide, roll, Paul.
Great to have you with us, Joe.
Well, I got to say, this has been a very entertaining show today. Probably one of the most memorable ones I can think, especially when Miss Kay throwed that Bible across Jim's forehead.
I wasn't expecting that. I guess I'm naive to think, Joe, that was going to be a constructive call. I didn't realize it was going to be a behind-the-barn kicking.
Well, she held her own. She held her own just as good as any guy would. It reminds me a lot of my mother, because my mother was the same way. I mean, my mother, you know, she used to play basketball and she scrapped because she fell down once, and a girl stomped her hand, broke her finger. And, you know, I mean, my mother was a tough, tough woman.
Yeah, and by the way, this woman was not – I mean, she was ready. She just flat out said, Jim, if you want some, it's here.
She said she could beat him in basketball, football, and I was just visualizing her slam dunking one on him. I mean,
I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but I think Jim – I mean, you understand this because you're a smart guy, Joe, but – you know, the more somebody yells and screams, the less effective their argument is.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Because when you start yelling, you start losing your all sense of common being. And I know from experience. I mean, that's, you know, it can happen. And but still, he should show more respect to a lady. And she was just trying to help the dude. I mean, he's, you know, he's I can see him one day in a nursing home saying he's Elvis and still calling your show. And he just, you know, I don't want to say too bad about it because I kind of respect my elders. And but, man, that just, Kay, man, that to me, that's the best call you've had all week. I mean, she just flat out laid it out there, and it just, I mean, I've been grinning ear to ear ever since I heard that. And,
yeah, she was pretty amazing.
And the dude that called the other day, who was that? Was it Ray Dogg that said that if I was in a movie, I'd have to be a silent film?
Right, yeah.
Well, I got news. He may be old enough to remember silent film. You know, I'm not. But, you know, from listening to him, he needs to kind of be silent just a little bit. And these Georgia and Red Dog, the way he disrespected Bear Bryant, you know, after the memorable, you know.
Well, didn't Red Dog call Saban tonight a geezer?
He did.
Called him an old geezer.
I mean, he disrespected our coaches, two great coaches. He disrespected both of them. And, you know, he just needs, obviously, he's never got a spanking growing up. And so he's just one of these spoiled kids. And, you know, I don't get, and the lady Stacy lives in Alabama. I mean, and talking about people in Alabama, man. It's been a very entertaining show today. I mean, it really has. And I've got news. I hate she's had family members that passed, but it's not my fault or anybody else that don't wear a mask, because the reason I don't, and I haven't been vaccinated, because of my medical condition, my doctor advised me to not get vaccinated. In fact, I got a friend, she works in the medical field. You know how she caught it? By people wearing a mask and has been vaccinated that came into that medical facility, and she caught it. So it ain't just unvaccinated people that's carrying this thing.
Now, hold on a second. I want you to explain that to me. So your friend got it by working in a medical facility from somebody wearing a mask and had been vaccinated?
Yes, she works at a hospital. She's a nurse.
Right.
And you have to be vaccinated to come in there, you know, unless it's a real bad emergency.
Right.
And, you know, she was seeing patients, and, you know, she caught it from vaccinated people. I mean, just because you've been vaccinated don't mean that you can't still pass it on.
Well, that's a fact.
Just like the flu shot ain't 100% guaranteed.
Oh, no. Some years it's not even 50%.
That's right. But, you know, I still get the flu shot every year since I've had it.
I'm not trying to give a treaty here on, what most medical people say, it's not going to help you, it's not going to stop you from getting it. What they say is it's going to lessen the impact.
Severity, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And I can see that. You know, there's like my mom and daddy, you know, of course their age and their, you know, thing that, you know, it's probably a good thing that they do. And but I don't, that mom said that they don't think they're even going to get the booster shot. But, you know, because it don't help the Omicron variants now. And, you know, and it's, you know, I'm not a medical doctor, so I can't say. All I know is my medical doctor said I can't. But really, anybody between their doctor and the patient is really nobody else.
Well, I think that's what people have said all along, and that's the code I go by, is what medical people tell me. And I'm not smart enough to know anything. I mean, I can barely take two Advil with a glass of water. Hey, thanks for the call. Mitch is up next.
Paul, can I explain myself?
Yes, please.
First off, you called me disingenuous, and if you would have let me finish, you would have found out there's nothing disingenuous about what I was going to say. Now, I did call yesterday and apologize. I apologized for using a curse word on your show the day before, because I felt like your show deserved an apology. And then I went on a rant about Jim. And then I got to thinking through the day, I don't want to be a part of that mess. I don't want to be in that mess, and I started it with Jim. So I thought the only way I could maybe keep from being a part of that mess, because once I get started, I'll cuss and I'll get caught, I'll get kicked off the show again. So I just thought.
Well, you didn't get kicked. You didn't get kicked off the show. The what we have to do, Mitch, the second we hear something, we just have to disengage the call. Period.
And I understand that, But like I said, all I was going to do is tell Jim I apologize about what I've said. It doesn't mean I've changed my stance on anything about the way I feel about him, but I will never bring him up again. And if he wants to act like an ass on the show, that's his business. But I just thought that was going to be the only way, just cut me out of that. I don't want to be a part of that NWO and this hat, that hat. I'm on my own. I don't. And as far as I understand what Tickle Me Elmo had to say, but at the same time, what I get out of the show and what he gets out of the show is two different things. I do love to talk about sports, and I do love sports in general. But you've also fussed at me for changing the narrative and bringing up Clemson. So I stay away from it. But at the same time, I do get a personal satisfaction out of being able to maybe cultivate a friendship with you and your staff and some of the callers. But if that's wrong, then I apologize and I'll stop trying.
Well, I appreciate, Mitch, what you said. I'm going to quit trying to legislate here from the bench, and I was wrong to interrupt your call. I should have let you make your point.
Well, am I wrong to want to be friends with y'all?
No, not at all.
I mean, I get my affirmation from work. I get my affirmation from my friends. I don't necessarily need the show to
I feel like we're all clear now, and I'm glad to hear that. Thanks so much. Jim.
Hello?
Yeah. Jim is next.
Yeah. I hear you. So you're doing the typical thing, like Miss Faye told me 30 minutes ago. She's got some stuff to tell you, buddy. But, you know, that's all right. She's one in a million that knows the truth. She really knows the truth. She heard what happened. It upset her. I'm not going to speak for her. But it really upset her, and it blessed my heart when she called and said that was wrong. So, and she knows the truth, Paul. She's a sweet lady. She's a real Christian. I am too, but I don't display it. I know that. But I'm going to tell you something. The way you act, here's the thing about you, Paul, and I've known this from the start. You fool some of the people all the time, and you fool all the people some of the time. But I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to fool all the people all the time. You can take up for people like that lady that cut me off, wouldn't let me talk. You wouldn't let me talk. You get this fool. He's a fool. And I'll tell you something. If you study the scripture and know it, Jesus said, you're not a fool when you call. You know, he said, a real fool is in danger of hell. And when you call a brother in Christ or a sister in Christ a fool, you're in danger of hellfire. Well, the people I've called fools, Paul, are fools. He didn't say you couldn't call them a fool. I mean, is a fool. He really is. I'm not going to call you that, but I'm wondering about you, to be honest with you. I know, like Miss Faye said a while ago, told me on the phone privately, he just wants to stir it up, Jim, and you're the one he uses every day. But here I go saying things that I shouldn't say. She's going to speak to you if you'll let her. She talked to me for 15 minutes, and I didn't expect it. After I got off the phone with that wicked woman that calls herself, acts like she's such a Christian. Here's the thing about and you know this in the world, Paul, you know this. Women get away with whatever they want to, and racists get away with whatever they want to. That's a fact. I know it. I'm a smart guy, and I know what's going on. God gave me a lot of wisdom, and that's why I like the word sapient. And that's what it's about, being wise. I'm wise to your tricks, Paul. So are a lot of other people. They won't call the show and tell you because they don't want to get run over by you with your mouth. But I don't care. I am a black hat guy. I don't mind telling the truth. You don't want to do that. You don't want the truth because it doesn't stir up stuff. I don't know. I don't know what else to say, Paul. I don't think I ought to be on the show anymore because I don't want to put up with it. I'm like Mitch. I don't want to put up with this crap. This is evil mess. This is stinking stuff. It's not good. It really isn't. I appreciate you letting me say that. I'm just telling you the truth. That's all I can do.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.